Unit 9, Sports and Fitness. Reading 1, The History of Football. Throughout history, games similar to modern football have been played around the world. In Italy, China, Japan, Egypt, Greece, Persia, and many other areas, ancient people played some kind of football. The modern game of football, though, started in England. For hundreds of years, the game was extremely violent and had almost no rules. In English history, football was banned by King Edward II, King Edward III, and Queen Elizabeth I, but no one could stop the people from playing. There was no actual field for playing football, so the whole town was used for playing. Each game had many players, as many as 500, and the game lasted all day. In the end, windows were broken, and so were some players' legs. There were even some deaths. Over time, the game became less dangerous and rules were made. Then the game was spread through public schools, universities, and football clubs. The problem was that all of these clubs used different rules. In 1863, the London Football Association issued its first set of rules. Finally, the sport was standardized. Aside from the rules, England takes credit for other major developments in football. The first international football match was between England and Scotland in 1872. England also started the first full-time football league in 1888. Because of England's global influence at the time, football became an international sport. FIFA, the Fédération Internationale de Football Association, was formed in 1904 to organize international matches between professional teams. Football became an Olympic sport in 1908, and the first World Cup was played in 1930. There were 13 teams at the first World Cup, which was held in Uruguay. The teams were all European, or from North or South America. France beat Mexico 4-1 in the very first World Cup match in history. The host team Uruguay beat Argentina in the finals and became the first World Cup champion. The World Cup has since grown in popularity. In 1958, the first live television reporting of the World Cup occurred, and in 1970, the first satellite transmission of the World Cup from Mexico occurred. Television audiences for the World Cup continue to grow. More than 3 billion people tune in to watch World Cup matches during each competition. In fact, more than 1.5 billion people tuned in to watch the final match of the 2002 World Cup. The exact origin of football will never be determined, but football does not belong to one nation or even one continent. In 2002, Korea and Japan co-hosted the first World Cup tournament to be held outside of Europe or the Americas. Furthermore, the 2010 World Cup will be played in an African nation for the first time. Though England may have developed the modern sport, football has always been a global treasure.